As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, June the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home for philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. And for those without Internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the Big Mo, 65647. And a big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become a vocal local to your local audiences. Again, the listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold struggles to regain a $940 level, and the gold bugs patiently await a breakout. We'll talk about that today. H.R. 2454, the House passed Henry Waxman's the American Clean Energy and Security Act by a razor-thin margin. 219 to 212 on Friday before they took a little holiday for the 4th of July. I don't know. Going home to celebrate the Declaration of Independence after they've crucified the country once again. The IETA, the International Emissions Trading Association, we'll talk about that. Big bucks in hot air. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Monday, June the 29th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading at $940.80, is up $1.80 so far on the morning. Silver off 16 cents, trading at $13.91 an ounce. Platinum off $13, $1,184 per ounce. Palladium up a buck at $245. The lows and the highs so far in the gold spot market, $933.90 for a low, $943.60 for a high, and the $940.80 level is $11.10 year-on-year gain for a 1.20% return on your investment. Not doing very well today compared to a year ago. London gold fix this morning, the AM gold fix set at $939.75, so we can't be surprised that we're but a buck and a nickel above that. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off 34 points on Friday, closed down at 8,438. The NASDAQ and the equities gained 9 points Friday, closing at 1,838. The S&P dropped a point, closed off at 919 on Friday. Where it'll go today is anybody's guess. Crude oil came up 58 cents so far this morning in early trading, $69.74 a barrel, and the U.S. dollar index trading up 2 basis points at 79.87. In the foreign exchange markets, well, we'll have to pick up the foreign exchange rates on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 3.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we throw off the landing line and get underway. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. In the first segment, we went into the market reports out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, gold was trading up. At $940.80. That's a gain so far in the morning of $1.80, paltry pittance that it is. Nevertheless, year on year, it's an $11.10 return on your investment, or 1.20% gain. Dropping down into the foreign exchange rates, closing out the markets for this morning. The Canadian dollar was trading at 87 cents against the U.S. This is our little basket of currencies. You know, we hear about Timmy's basket of currencies tiptoeing through the tulips with Benjamin Bernanke, this little basket of currencies. Well, this is the basket I prepared for us this morning. The Canadian dollar at 87 cents U.S. That was up just a little bit, 0.07% so far on the day. The Mexican peso trades at 8 cents today. 13.1796 pesos to the dollar. The euro trading at $1.41. The British pound up strongly again, 0.20%, trades at $1.66 U.S. And the Swiss franc. The Swiss franc, big in the news about all this decline in the value of the Swiss franc, but we see that it's still standing at 92 cents U.S. So you can fill up your pockets with Swiss francs today at 92 cents apiece. In the bond market, the 2-year bond 1.10%, the 10-year bond at 3.48%, and the 30-year bond at 4.30%. So they're stacking up nicely there, translating over into the mortgage markets. The 15-year mortgage, you can pick up a mortgage if you can find anybody that will give you one. And points are no doubt going to be added. But a 15-year mortgage should be somewhere in the vicinity of 4.86%, which is up over the 30-day period. The 30-year mortgage is running about 5.46%. A month ago it was at 5%, so the mortgage rates are coming up, and the qualifications, specifications, no doubt are increasing as well. If you can get a mortgage today, you will be fortunate. But at these prices, hey, it's a bargain. What a deal. Such a deal. There's an article off Kitco, Commentator's Corner, Roger Wiegland. Let's talk about gold for a minute longer. Gold prepares for the big one. Roger writes here, longer-term charts tell the tale and block out daily trading noise. This weekly chart with a hugely bullish inverted head and shoulders forecasts a major gold buying event later this year. This would be consistent with our forecasts of smashed stock markets after Labor Day 2009. Keep your eyes peeled for that. Everybody's looking at September 1st as being a big deal. We cannot tell for certain how high the Dow and the S&P might recover between now and September the 15th, end of the fiscal year of the corporate US of A. We do know this. Numerous information, technical interpretations, and other data signal a largely broken fall 2009 stock market and a corresponding rally in the precious metals, and this is our prediction. Again, this is Kitco.com, Commentator's Corner, Roger Wiegland. It's up there on the internet today. Continue a little bit further out of this article. It says, we've all been patiently waiting for gold to break out through strong resistance levels above 1,007 and 1,032. When the price is closed firmly and decisively over the 1,3250 mark, we should expect 1,050, 1,150, 1,250, 1,260, and a potential for 1,375. These have been our previous gold price support and resistance forecasts expected for December 2009 and future contract highs. He writes, continuing, it is very important to understand that once these high numbers are achieved, it is not the end of the gold rally. Continuing, rather, once new loftier highs are posted and reasonably held, what does he mean by reasonably held? Well, look how it's been going on all since the first of the year. We all got up very close to $1,000 in the first month of the year, and since then we've been trading down and about and around and about and down and about and round and about, but it's been hanging in there real close to the 950 level. So that's up over last year. Today is only up $11.10, but we've had it as high as $100 above yet last year. So that's what we're talking about, these support levels. It goes up, stays there, doesn't seem to want to go down. Everybody seems to be comfortable with it as the value of the dollar, the U.S. dollar, just continues to plummet. Continuing from Mr. Roger Wiegland's article, he says, as markets move forward and post higher highs in certain commodities, and especially gold and silver, we can technically determine what's next. Somewhere along the trading trail in the next few months, precious metals shares will break away from the influence and the attachment of other stock markets. We're not there yet, writes Roger, but we've seen some tiny signals telling us this is coming. Should gold be inflation adjusted today to its proper price, gold would exceed $2,250 in our view. If we say our minimum is $2,960, then these two correlated prices are not at all that far apart. What I want to figure out is next is, where is gold going after $2,960? This could be determined when other related new market prices and technicals are established in crude oil, credit, silver, and grains. Excuse me. When gold goes on a rocket rally, silver, being more volatile, will amaze on the upside. There should be no surprise that silver has some future trading limits up days. There should be no surprise that silver has some futures trading limit up days in the months ahead. Despite worries by some silver analysts, including us, that silver might smother under the weight of dying commercial depression effects. We say silver changes itself from a mostly industrial metal into a newly recognized currency. We've seen some smaller, sympathetic communities using silver rounds or commemorative coins for local trading and commerce. And you've all heard those kinds of stories coming out across the web as people start looking locally for ways to barter and do business, coupons, local dollar bucks, you know, those sort of things, trading dollars for local communities, and silver rounds coming into parlance. Continuing, he says, they're not real currency, but those trading them for local services and goods clearly understand their intrinsic value. Meanwhile, the California state government, who cannot control their drunken spending, is preparing to dive into total failure on July the 15th and issue script or play money as they are plumb out of cash and credit. Roger Wiegland writes, adios, California. Arnold can run to the Prez and Timmy for a nice credit bond guarantee. The New York banksters will give them the money as they get an ironclad repayment note voucher from the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury. How can us broken taxpayers get such a payment? Not a chance. We received a notice today, writes Roger, from our broker advising some nonsensical Senate subcommittee released a negative report regarding excessive speculations in wheat. You really don't want to know our opinion on this one, except to say that it's probably the product of some bureaucrat pinheads casting dispersions on traders. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be back after this commercial intermission.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we have returned once again and diving back into this article from off of Kitco.com, www.kitco.com, Commentator's Corner. Roger Wiglin writes this. He says he's talking about wheat now. He talked a little bit about California. We talked a little bit about gold. But now we're going to talk a little bit about wheat. You know, it's a real trouble when these captains of finance and industry get into the market and start speculating, especially when they're speculating on things they know little about. But Roger writes this. He says, we've received a notice today from our broker advising some nonsensical Senate subcommittee released a negative report regarding excessive speculation in wheat. Speculation. You know, that goes back to Bernard Baruch and the others, speculators that turned things around in the 1910s. You really do not want to know our opinion on this one, except to say that it's probably the product of some bureau rat pinheads casting dispersions on traders with little or no knowledge of what they're talking about. It's just more useless, bad information, Roger writes. Markets should be left alone. If these dolts cannot monitor the Federal Reserve and the Treasury's antics on derivatives, credit, bonds, mortgages, and the stock market, what makes them think they know squat about wheat? Wheat traders have been doing quite nicely since the 1740s when the first historical commodity records were kept. Markets and trading are about price discovery. They do not need childish meddling by people with no experience. This is dangerous to the global food supply and inherently disruptive. You know, we've heard all about these shortages on wheat, and if you, like I, went out and bought a bunch of wheat flour and other wheat to stick in your home storage area, you're wondering why you did, probably. Right now, the prices are not that bad on the shelves. But continuing, he says, for another example on this, look at what Enron did when the government fools changed the trading rules just for them so they could originate their own little special trading platform. Now, we all heard about Enron. Here's a new forecast. This off of, still off the same article by Roger Wiglund. He says, here's his new forecast. Chopper Ben, of course, that would be Benjamin Bernanke. Chopper Ben's terms expires in January the 2010. After the fall markets crash, we think Benny loses his job and becomes an administrative scapegoat for all of their instigated problems. In other words, Roger's looking at Benjamin Bernanke going bye-bye sometime after the fall market crash. He says it really doesn't matter, as they will replace him with another similar yes man, taking his orders directly from the banksters. Markets are nearing a peak in precious metal shares that generally follow primary stock indexes. As the current stock market peak descends into the tardy sell in May, PM shares normally follow. With each cycle, we should think gold and silver shares might sell less, posting higher lows. This could be decided on the shorter term by how low our S&Ps trade. We expect 800 to 850, with 800 being more probable, as we reported this morning earlier. The S&Ps right now standing at 919. They're looking at an 800 Standard & Poor's. Do not get tangled up, Roger writes here, in daily noise. That's what we hear most of the time, daily noise. Lots of news noise. Getting tangled up in the daily noise about actors and starlets and stars all doing what everybody does eventually, which is die. Keep studying the larger view and buy precious metals after each profit-taking correction. What does he mean by a profit-taking correction? You buy on the lows and you hold, and you buy long and stay long. He continues here. He says, headwinds are building into an economic hurricane. Take care of business right now. My dire fall prediction might surprise us and arrive earlier. Time is short. By the way, we bought more silver today. Personally, I can see unbelievable opportunities to trade that we would never see again for many years. Turn these problems into the opportunities. Those on the right side of the triad might get rich. Those on the wrong side are just going to be victims. Stay alert, says Trader Raj. Well, Roger Wiegland, thank you for your article. Let's go on to the next one. This is more on a global note. This out of Bloomberg, the Bank for International Settlement sees risk central banks will raise interest rates too late. June 29th, Simone Meyer writes, the Bank for International Settlement said there's a risk central banks will raise interest rates and withdraw emergency liquidity too late, triggering inflation. I guess when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. Of course, it has little to do with that. It's all of the trillions and trillions that have been pumped into the market that are going to trigger this inflation, but we'll give the author his due there. History shows that our policymakers, quote, have a tendency to be late, tightening financial conditions slowly for fear of doing it prematurely or too severely, close quote. The BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, which oversees central banks, said in its annual report published today in Basel, Switzerland, quote, because their current expansionary actions were prompted by a nearly catastrophic crisis, central bankers' fear of reversing too quickly are likely to be particularly intense, increasing the risk that they will tighten too late. Central banks around the globe have lowered borrowing costs to record lows and injected billions of dollars into the financial system to counter the worst recession since World War II, and we've heard that over and over and over again. While some policymakers have stressed the need to withdraw the emergency measures as soon as the economy improves, the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, European central banks are all still in the process of implementing asset purchase programs designed to unblock credit markets and revive growth. Here's another quote. The big and justifiable worry is that before it can be reversed, the dramatic easing in monetary policy, you can see how they just morph their terminology round and round and round. For a while, we were hearing it as being stated as quantitative easing. Well, now we're hearing about dramatic easing. The dramatic easing in monetary policy will translate into growth in the broader monetary and credit aggregates, close quote, the BIS said. That will, quote, lead to inflation that feeds inflation expectations, or it may fuel yet another asset price bubble, sowing the seeds of the next financial boom-bust cycle, close quote. Insane children and adolescents running the government. And we are but pawns in this game. Continuing, the BIS, known as the Central Bank for Central Bankers, holds the currency reserves on behalf of its members and provides policymakers with a forum for discussion. Isn't that nice? A little place for tea and crumpet time. Attendees at the BIS annual general meeting in Basel today, this is again June 29th, Bloomberg. At the Basel meeting today include the ECB President Jean-Claude Trichet, Federal Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke, People's Bank of China Governor Zhu Xiaobi, and the Bank of Japan Governors Masasaki Shirakawa. Hope I got that right there, Masasaki. Here's a quote. If central bankers succeed in adopting exit strategies at the right time without fueling inflation or chalking the economic recovery, they'll be heroes, close quote, said Jörg Kramer, chief economist at Commerce Bank AG in Frankfurt. It will be a challenge. The Fed, which has cut its key rate close to zero, is spending $1.75 trillion on mortgage debt and treasuries, while the Bank of England, which has lowered its benchmark to 0.5%, has pledged to purchase $125 billion of government and corporate bonds. Pick that up on the other side. Stay with us. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. The call-in number is 866-841-1065 if you'd like to call in and weigh in on this conversation. We're going to go into the cap-and-trade bill here in a moment. But let me finish out on this Bank for International Settlements discussion. This, again, is out of an article from Bloomberg. Simone Meyer writes out of from Frankfurt, Germany. Comfort zone. Talking about the bankers. Talking about the people, you know, the guys behind the curtain. They got the hands on the lever, little wizards of Oz. Those wizards of ounces. Comfort zone, another segment of this article. Central bankers are operating well outside their comfort zone. Close quote, the BIS said, in addition to the risk of stoking inflation. How do you get the magnitude of what's going down here, folks? Somebody out there sitting around thinking, well, everything's, you know, all things are going to continue as they were. I don't think so. To be living in a pipe dream there. In addition to the risk of stoking inflation, the unprecedented policies, quote, may be insufficient to put the economy on the path to recovery, it said. Give you an idea, maybe they don't have any idea what they're doing. Maybe they're just pitching horseshoes in the dark. The global recession will be deeper than initially expected, the World Bank said on June 22nd. It predicts the world economy will contract by 2.9%. You might as well just go ahead and throw it out there and say 3% this year. more than its previously forecast 1.7%, before returning to growth in 2010. How's it going to return to growth next year? You got a plan for starting a business someplace close to you? You're going to start manufacturing in your hometown? Put 1,000 acres into wheat? Soybeans, maybe? You planting any tomatoes this summer? How are we going to go back to growth in 2010? The Fed on June the 24th refrained from specifying when it will wind down its emergency programs, saying only it will alter them as quote-unquote warranted. Inflation will remain, quote, subdued for some time. Inflation will remain subdued for some time. That's a quote from the Bank of International Settlements, giving policymakers room to keep the benchmark rate at exceptionally low levels for an extended period, it said. A little deflation pressure here. Shirakawa, again being the Bank of Japan's governor, Shirakawa said on June the 16th that Japan's central bank will make a decision on its exit strategy by the end of September. I wonder where they plan to go. And signs that the recession is bottoming out. Since then, deflation risks have increased. Deflation, you notice. Deflation risks have increased. A June 26 report showed consumer prices fell 1.1% in May from a year earlier, the sharpest decline since comparable data were first compiled in 1971. More years than many of you have been alive. Bank of Japan board member Seiji Nakamura said on June 24th, the bank should maintain its extraordinary policy for the appropriate amount of time. Of course, Seiji Nakamura didn't tell us what the appropriate amount of time would be. In Europe, policymakers may also struggle to decide on the right time to exit non-standard measures. The European Central Bank Executive Board Member Jürgen Stark said on June the 25th, the bank will, quote, swiftly, close quote, withdraw its stimulus when the economy improves. Its stimulus. They're going to quickly, swiftly withdraw its stimulus when the economy improves. Are you all buoyed up with hope at this point? By contrast, Councilmember Ewald Nowotony said on June 19th, that the European Central Bank should continue to fight Europe's quote-unquote deep recession, quote, with all possible means, close quote. Quote, at some point the economy will recover and monetary and fiscal easing will have come to be reversed, the BIS said. Still, identifying when to tighten is difficult even at the best of times, but even more so at the current stage, close quote. Does it sound like these people have a plan, folks? Do they actually know what they're doing? They're monkeying with your checkbook and mine. They're diddling with the global financial system. And they don't seem to have a clue. They certainly are not expressing a lot of confidence in this article. With banks reluctant to lend to each other, I mean, you know we're in trouble when the gangsters won't even trust each other, you know. Riding around, standing on the sideboards, carrying their machine guns, you know, their little Thompson submachine guns. They won't even lend to each other. If they can't trust each other, why would we trust them? Again, with banks reluctant to lend to each other and companies cutting jobs and output to weather a slump in exports, the global economy may struggle to gather strength. I'd say so. The BIS said there's a quote-unquote significant risk that monetary and fiscal stimulus will lead only to a, quote, temporary pickup in growth, followed by a protracted stagnation. They call that stagflation in some circles. Quote, true, one risk is exiting too early. BIS General Manager Jamie Corona said at a press conference in Basel today, quote, "But experience suggests that the bigger risk is exiting too late and too slowly." Well, yeah, if you pull it out too late and too slowly, pregnancies often follow. Well, you can get into trouble that way. I'll let that go. Now, for most of you that listened to the network over the weekend, you're familiar with what went down on Friday in the District of Criminals, in the cat house on the Potomac. They passed this, what they call cap and trade bill. That's really not the name of the bill. We're going to get into it in some detail here. But H.R. 2454 was passed by Congress. Congressmen, those that engage in intercourse one with another. Congress passed the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. And we're going to talk about that for the rest of this program, probably. So if it doesn't interest you, just go ahead and tune out, I guess. I think this is an issue that we better be paying very close attention to. There's still things that we can do. Just because Congress has passed it doesn't mean that it need necessarily be passed by the Senate. So maybe we need to brush up on what is this cap and trade bill and then get Johnny on the spot and put the flames of hell on the Senate and let them know beyond a shadow of a doubt this is not going to be acceptable in the year 2009 or 2010 or 2011 or ever. But I can tell you it's not going to be easy. There's an international organization that's been created to embrace this system. So it's going to be up to us to do something, or we'll just wind up taking it in the shaft once again. Here's an article from the Eagle Tribune, published June the 28th. Our view on the cap and trade bill as an economy killer. The author wasn't credited here, so it might just be a staff writer, not a very long article. Listen up. The U.S. House of Representatives Friday voted for yet another hugely expensive program that has virtually no chance of achieving its intended goals. I agree completely. Because of the accuracy of this opening sentence, I decided to burn this thing out to paper and read it on air. The U.S. House of Representatives Friday voted for yet another hugely expensive program. Actually, there's no way of telling how much money is going to be involved in all this. How many people will have to be employed? How many buildings? How many computers? How many desks? How many chairs? How many floor mats? How many windows, air conditioners? How much electricity? How much heat, how much cooling would go into implementing this cap-and-trade bill? The House passed the American Clean Energy and Security Act by a razor-thin margin of 219 to 212. We'll talk about that in a moment. The legislation's goal is to stave off global warming by mandating reductions in the emission of carbon dioxide. I mean, we could just go on for days, and everyone else has already, on the specious nature of this claptrap. But these boneheads in Washington are moving forward as if this is science. Actually, it's just big business. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reed, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we've returned once again. Oh, my. Amazing. You know, Carlyle wrote a long time ago, if Jesus Christ were to come today, people would not even crucify him. They would ask him to dinner and hear what he had to say and then make fun of it. As Miguel Cervantes said, he says, there's two families in the world, as my grandmother used to say, the haves and the have-nots. Now, this bill is going to definitely increase the margin between the haves and the have-nots. It's amazing. This article by, well, I can't say who it's by. It was off the Eagle Tribune. You can go there this morning yourself, www.eagletribune.com, and look at the top story. But they say again here that the House passed the American Clean Energy and the Security Act by a razor-thin margin of 219 to 212. The legislation's goal is to stave off global warming. How can you stave off something that isn't happening? By mandating reductions in the emissions of carbon dioxide. Everyone, please hold your breath. Its result will be the loss of millions of American jobs, a huge increase in energy costs, and higher prices for virtually every product manufactured in America. At a time when we have 6.6 or 6.8 million jobs lost so far in this past year, at a time where you have to go long and wide in any of these big box stores to find a product that was manufactured in the United States of America, at a time when our primary auto manufacturers are on the ropes. Congress is passing this kind of legislation. And after Americans have paid that enormous price, there will be virtually no reduction in the amount of carbon dioxide emitted worldwide. You heard me time and time again talk about this Agenda 21, this Earth Summit Declaration from Rio de Janeiro, known as Agenda 21. wherein this concept of equity, the developed nations, the developed countries, the Northern Hemisphere, has to pay all of the burdens of these various and sundry specious greeny weeny neo-Nazi initiatives and referenda, while the developing countries get a pass. The Waxman-Markey legislation, how can we say that's Waxman-Markey? Markey is a co-sponsor. Waxman, Henry Waxman, probably hasn't enough wax between his ears to write this piece of legislation. He's just a conduit, no doubt. And I certainly hope that's the case, because if this insanity came out of his mind and his mind alone, he's someone that probably will get hunted down before this is all over. The Waxman-Markey legislation, co-written by our own Massachusetts Congressman Edward Markey. So this Eagle Tribune is out of Massachusetts. They say, they claim their own Massachusetts Congressman Edward Markey, a Democrat from Malden, I guess, requires the United States to reduce carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions by 17% from 2005 levels by 2020. So they're knocking it off not off of 2009, they're knocking it off of 2005. This is already retroactive. And they want to drop it by 17% off the 2005 levels and by about 80% by the end of the century. Of course, none of these batards that voted for it will be alive at the end of the century, so none of them will know whether or not they've done anything or not. But this is how far-reaching this bill is. To achieve these caps, you see, we see cap and trade. Cap and trade. It's one of the reasons why it's flowing underneath the radar screen, certainly from my perspective. I found several different names as I was going through over the weekend, different things that people are alluding to this legislation in different ways so that no one really ever knows what the heck they're talking about. But to achieve these caps, that would be caps in the amount of carbon dioxide emission, greenhouse gas emission, caps on greenhouse gas emission, the bill sets up a system of trading pollution credits. Enter the money men. We talk about Agenda 21 is based upon one thing and one thing alone, and that is demand. We've talked about the demand curves and demand cycles here on this network and on this broadcast before. But it sets up a system of trading pollution credits. Enter the money man. Enter the speculators. Enter the traders. All those that will profit sitting in their little corner offices with their rubber tree plants and the nice couch and furniture grouping and the private secretary and the coffee service and so on and so forth. Profiting on this specious scientific nonsense. To achieve these caps, the bill sets up a system of trading pollution credits. Pollution credits. They're trading credits. Businesses would buy and sell permits to emit a certain amount of carbon dioxide per year. They buy credits to emit. Not to reduce, but to emit. They have to pay to pollute. As if carbon dioxide could be considered a pollutant in the first place. Logically. The folly of this scheme is plain. One cannot add a huge new cost for the permits without producing an increase in price for the products made here or the flight of manufacturers to countries where no cap and trade costs apply. The same sort of deal goes down when you implement the International Code Council's body of international code. The same thing has been going on ever since the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency. as you continue to make it more and more costly and difficult for development to happen in the United States of America, is there any surprise that it finds its way off to Paraguay and Uruguay and Togo and Lesotho? Where for a few bags of shekels you can buy the support of the government and they'll turn a blind eye and let you go ahead and build your factory and then export the products to the United States of America, to their great box stores, kingdom here, Imperial America. The estimates of the cost of the cap and bill trade vary widely. The Congressional Budget Office estimates a cost of just $175 a year by 2020. Estimates a cost of just $175 a year by 2020. Critics, however, note that that date is before most of the tough restrictions take effect. For whatever value there is in it, the Heritage Foundation estimates the total cost per family from 2012 to 2035 will be $71,493. So I guess we could take a high number there and a low number there and see quite a spread between the $175 projected by the Congressional Budget Office and the $71,493 that the Heritage Foundation estimates. European nations locked themselves into the carbon trading regime several years ago, and the results have not been pretty. So can we learn something from experience? 2 years ago, a story in the Washington Post laid out a disastrous European experience with cap and trade for all to see. Among its cautionary tales, a Dutch abrasives manufacturer that can't afford the electricity to operate full time. French cement factory workers losing their jobs to third world competitors. Dramatically higher energy costs for consumers and questionable success in hitting carbon dioxide emission targets. Worse, by shifting production from efficient factories in the developed world to the third world, where no emissions restrictions exist, total worldwide carbon dioxide output will increase. As Aristotle says, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. We'll pick it up after this break. Folks on the other side, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's episode of Insanity and Global Tyranny. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Hard to say good news, but we certainly have lots of news and hard facts and maybe even some workable solutions for you in this second hour. As I like to say, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then chances are you don't understand what the pursuit of happiness is. And we'll talk about that in greater detail on a broadcast into a wonderful book about halfway through it. Spent most of the weekend working on the computer trying to get rid of all of the bugs and freed up many gigabytes of drive space to get this computer to run faster and better to keep the quality up for the broadcast each day. But in the interspersed periods where I had time, I was reading this wonderful book by our author, Edward McNall Burns. We went through 1,083 pages of his history, World Civilization. Well, we didn't quite get all of it. We'll certainly come back to it again, but I wanted to find out more about this fellow. And I was able to find another book that he'd written, his other book. And this has much to do with our understanding of what is the pursuit of happiness and how it came to find its way into the Declaration of Independence and how it has morphed and transmogrified over the decades since it was then penned by Thomas Jefferson in his 33rd year on the planet. But I find very little happiness when I have to come to the airwaves and talk about this kind of legislation, especially when we have to dig so deep on the internet to even find anything about this piece of legislation. As we continue to talk about the endless distractions, all of the symptomology and victimology that is laid out for you every single day in the news. But it's a big issue. This could be bigger than the Patriot Act. This could be bigger than the Department of Homeland Security. This could be as big as GATT or NAFTA or the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America. This could be the final nail in the coffin of the American economy, if there's anything such as economics in America today. As we continue to study into this, we're going to find that there are moneyed interests behind it. And exposing the moneyed interests and excoriating all that have participated in the creation of this is going to be job number one. And as we get closer to the election cycle for 2010, we've got 211 Democrats and 8 Republicans that definitely need to find a new job. Not to give a pass to the 168 Republicans and 44 Democrats that voted against it, because they knew that they had already got the margin they needed to pass it, so it was safe for the Republicans to stand on one side of the aisle and toss pebbles at their opponents, if you will. We'll see how the We'll see how their opposition continues in the days to follow, where they've just come back from vacation, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to pass another bail or two of draconian legislation onto the backs of the American people. But our author here in the Eagle Tribune, well, we'll have to pick his article up on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts, and while our other affiliates and micros were away at the top of the hour news break, we returned in and we're talking about in the first hour, we went through the market reports for today, we looked at gold and some prognostications from Roger Wiegland and others. And then we started into this cap-and-trade bill, this House bill, House Resolution 2454, the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. And we'll talk about it for the rest of this broadcast, very likely. And we may come back to this time and time and time again in the near future. Of course, tomorrow, programming notes, tomorrow, Tuesday and Thursday, we'll have Vicki Davis back on again. We'll continue into her war in context of everything else discussion as we look at the supercomputers and all of the computing aspects of the global war on our minds. I look forward to that. I really enjoy Vicky's perspective and her many articles that she sent to me. But let's go back and finish. No, we're not going to finish. We're going to go back and dive back in to our discussion here on this cap-and-trade bill, as it's erroneously called. But the author says, and this is out of the Eagle Tribune, that the cruelest hoax behind the Waxman-Markey bill is that, quote, green jobs will be created here to replace those lost to foreign competition. I hate to bring, you know, break the news to you, but these green jobs now seem to be, for the 21st century, much the same way as the high-tech jobs were 20 years ago. So they just keep rolling this stuff out over and over again. What is your college degree that you might have gotten in high-tech going to do for you when you've been reduced down to a light bulb changer and an insulation installer? These green jobs, planting trees in the parkways and the byways, going around monitoring cow farts, and making yourself generally a pain in everyone's arse. Again, the author says, the cruelest hoax behind the Waxman-Markey bill. Those are two people that probably should find another country to live in. I can't imagine that they would be welcome back in Massachusetts or wherever they're from. Might want to take up permanent residence in Washington of the District of Corruption, or maybe go down and get a hacienda near Jorge Bush's place in Paraguay or Uruguay or wherever he is going to hide for a while. The author writes, green, quote-unquote, green jobs are a chimera based on the fallacy that government mandates can make a whole new sector of the economy appear on command. A Spanish study found, based on the nation's experience, that the United States can expect to lose 2.2 jobs for every quote-unquote green job created. How delightful. 6.8 million people unemployed in this country, and we pass this kind of legislation where we'll lose another 2.2 jobs for every green job created. And nobody seems to listen, no one seems to notice, and no one seems to care, right? And each of these green jobs will come at a cost of nearly $803,000 in government subsidies. This bill will hurt American competitiveness, destroy jobs, and cost all Americans dearly. And the author concludes by saying there remains a chance to stop it in the Senate, and I concur heartily with that. There are things we can do. We can become vocal local. Our silence is implied consent. And so we just need to understand a few basic little credos. Now, I was able to wrestle away the domain names and things like that so that I'm more prepared to begin developing and then launch a new website. So you may have difficulty finding my little website, vocallocal.org, for some days. But on there, I have my little spot doc that I posted. It goes like this: as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. What could be simpler? On this broadcast, we don't ask you to go down and march on Washington. Take your Mauser rifles and your SKSs and go round and round the courthouse like a bunch of tin soldiers out of some bygone era. This isn't the time for three-cornered hats and 50-caliber black powder rifles and mourner's benches. Those times are long gone. But there are things that we can do. There are things that we can do. and we can affect much change locally, we have to look at this established two-party political system with the correct viewpoint. The entire system of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party rise from the local voting precincts, townships and wards known variously in different places, but it's all the same. These local voting precincts are the fundamental building block of this now completely defunct and corrupt established two-party political system. And as those county committee men and county committee women that flesh out the entire system, all the way up to the head of the Republican National Committee. Every step of the way, it's peopled with folk from these county committee men and county committee women from each of these various voting precincts. It's a local office that you could strive to attain for yourself. Maybe there's someone around you, someone that you know, that has a nice personality and a decent haircut. Could afford to have spend a little time pursuing a political venue. Perhaps someone you know that's retired, or perhaps someone that you know that's just gotten out of college, or someone that you know that's unemployed and has nothing but a grim future looking ahead of them. So this is an opportunity to begin right now, today, planning your campaign to win county committee man or county committee woman for either the Republican or the Democratic parties right where you are. So that instead of standing outside with a bullhorn and a sign, we go inside and sit at the table and begin effecting change immediately and gaining a majority in these two corrupt political parties with the long term, and it needn't be that long of a term, but with a view to gaining majority positions on both of them, and then coming together as an assembly of the whole and voting them out of existence. That we can do. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a Zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
Here's a little poem right out of Eugenics Review, published in July of 1929. Page 86, it says, "See the happy moron? He doesn't give a damn. I wish I were a moron. My God, perhaps I am." Have we all become morons? We just don't give a damn? I write, "A truly informed, bold, vocal, local people understand that it is a far easier task to block globalism by whatever name it be hidden as it seeks to gain a foothold locally than it is to excise once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host, metastasizing thence within the very body politic. My advice is to just say no and become vocal local." Now, for some of you may have listened into the Midnight Rider broadcast this past Friday, where I jumped in there and graciously received by Mike Chambers as he was about to lose his mind in regards to this 2454 America Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009 as well. We spent the last 3 hours of his broadcast going through this bill, and we didn't even get... We were just reading the titles, the subheads, the table of contents, if you will, and talking about it without even going into the text. And 3 hours went away, just like that. This thing is so huge that Congress would have us believe that they debated it on the floor for 3 and some say 5 hours. But we proved basically beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can't even discuss the headings of all of the contents, the table of contents from this bill in 3 hours, much less get into any meaningful debate. Here's an article off Bloomberg by Simon Lomax. It's going to cover some of the same ground again, and we're going to cover some of the same ground again on this broadcast in the days to come. This is important enough to warrant it. It's something we all need to become versed in. If this passes through the Senate and gets to bury the usurper's desk, you can be confident that he will affix his illegitimate signature to the legislation. Simon writes this. It says, this is titled, "Climate Bill Helps Utilities and Factories More Than Oil Companies." Well, we'll see about that, Simon. But let's just see what he has to say. The climate change bill, now to notice. We have cap and trade bill in one article. Here's the climate change bill in another article. Neither of them mention America Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, H.R. 2454, which is where the focus really needs to lie, that we don't obfuscate the legislation and make it difficult for people to understand where they can find it themselves, which is www.thomas.gov, www.thomas, just the way it sounds, thomas.gov. And when that page opens up, there's a search block there right at the top of the page. And you can just type in H.R. 2454, H.R. 2454, and then click on Bill search. And many, many, many pages of information will open up to you with lots of links and cross-links, hot links throughout it all, so that you can come up to speed with this information, so that you can discuss it intelligently with your county commissioners and with your state representatives and with your state senators and with your U.S. senators, especially now, quickly. And don't overlook the governors. The climate change bill that passed the U.S. House on June the 26th would set up a cap-and-trade market for greenhouse gases that cushions the cost for power producers, manufacturers, and farmers while limiting aid to oil companies. That's like taking a pea shooter and shooting at an elephant. But we'll give it to Simon. At least he wrote a first sentence. The bill, which creates a market for carbon dioxide permits, potentially worth more than $100 billion a year by 2020. Follow the money, folks. Follow the money. Regulates the way the allowances could be traded to guard against speculation with derivatives that lawmakers say might drive up the price of electricity and gasoline. So while we're taking it in the shorts, these speculators are buying and selling carbon credits in a new trading block, if you will. And we're going to cover that in a moment. The bill, which creates a market for carbon dioxide permits, again, reiterating, potentially worth more than $100 billion a year by 2020, regulates the way the allowances could be traded to guard against speculation with derivatives that lawmakers say might drive up the prices of electricity and gasoline, and you can be certain that this will. The legislation passed 219 to 212, largely rejected by the usurpers' plan to raise revenue for the federal government by selling the permits at auction, and instead doled out free credits, free money, and instead doled out free credits to win the support of Democrats from coal, manufacturing, and farm states. Now, 1 week ago, back in the archives, you can go back and listen to that broadcast one more time, and you can hear the litany of the top 100 lobbyist firms that buy these Congress whores ticket to Washington. And the millions and millions and millions invested. And instead of selling these carbon credits at auction, they'll be doled out free to some. Here's a quote. This bill tries to help utilities and manufacturers move to a low carbon economy without harming consumers. Draw farmers into the carbon market and keep that market transparent to prevent improper profit taking, and try to keep that market transparent to prevent improper profit taking. Has it ever worked before? Any likelihood that it's going to work in the future? I don't think so. Tim Profeta, what a name, huh? Tim Profeta, director of the Durham, North Carolina-based Nicholas Institute of Environmental Policy Solutions at Duke University, said in a telephone interview, quote, "The oil industry got fewer free permits because lawmakers believe these firms can pass the relatively low cost to their consumers without affecting their bottom line." Who's going to make money on this? And who's going to pay? Under the legislation written by Democratic Representatives Henry Waxman of California and Edward Markey of Massachusetts, and if you believe that, we've got an iceberg tethered to Nome, Alaska, I'll tell you. The federal government would set a limit or cap on the sectors of the economy responsible for 85% of the U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Under a section of the article titled Reducing CO2, Simon Lomax writes, the American Clean Energy and Security Act calls for the U.S. to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions, linked by scientists to global warming. We'll pick it up on the other side.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here. We're talking about this H.R. 2454, American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, passed on Friday last. Again, our call-in line is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on this, your calls would be welcome. But we're back in this one section here from this article off of Bloomberg. You know, I'm completely overwhelmed by this. You know, we're talking about this for hours so far. Far more hours than the Congress horrors debated this on the floor before they passed it. And we haven't even scratched this bill. We haven't even turned into the bill. We haven't gone into the various and sundry hundreds of sections of this piece of legislation. And from what I'm seeing from these articles and the things that are generally available, to the generally dumb public to get all their news from Bloomberg and elsewhere. We haven't even begun to open the door on all that's included in this particular legislation. We're just talking about the, you know, the two cherries and the whipped cream on top of this cake. We haven't even peeled back any of the frosting yet and looked to see what kind of a cake it is. Cow hockey, if you ask me, but, you know, I guess I have a bias. Again, back in here, we're talking about what's been given away for free and what's going to be sold. See if I can find my place. Sometimes difficult to do that. Yeah, here it is. The American Clean Energy and Security Act calls for the U.S. to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions linked by scientists to global warming 17% from 2005 levels by 2020 and 83% by 2050. More than 70% of the allowances would initially be given away. When I was selling my father's estate, I came across his first victory tax payment. His first contribution to the what would become the Internal Revenue Service's annual gleaning of America. That all sounded so wonderful, victory tax. And here more than 70% of these allowances would initially be just given away. How seductive. How clever. Suck them in with freebies until the whole system has been built and then turn around and drop the snare on the people of the United States of America and around the world like a bear trap, a box trap from which there's no escape. Power plants, factories, oil refineries, and natural gas distributors would be the largest polluters regulated under the program. The cap would be divided into billions of permits, billions of permits, billions of permits that each carry the right to emit the equivalent of 1 metric ton of carbon dioxide. I wonder how many permits would be given to the people to emit carbon dioxide with every breath they take. The allowances could be traded among firms, backroom deals, trading carbon credits, get your little green visor on, your sleeves pushed up, everybody sits around the crap table of life here, trading carbon credits, traded among firms, and investors in a market similar to an emissions trading system established in Europe in 2005. The carbon dioxide allowances would be worth $91.4 billion and a separate class of so-called offsets, $13.3 billion by 2020, the Congressional Budget Office said in a June 19th analysis. Let's just take a segue here. So the time doesn't run away. Everybody have their pencil or paper handy? Got their notepad open on your browser page? Or just type this in. www.ieta.org. IETA.org. www.ieta.org. What does that stand for? That is the International Emissions Trading Association. Not hypothetical. Already exists. It's up on the web. Here's their vision. The IETA is dedicated to the objectives of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and ultimately climate protection. Can you say Agenda 21? Can you say the United Nations? Council on Foreign Relations? The establishment of effective market-based trading systems for greenhouse gas emissions by businesses that are demonstrably fair, open, efficient, accountable, and consistent across national boundaries, and maintaining societal equity and environmental integrity while establishing these systems, the three E's of sustainable development: environment, equity, and economy. Here are the IETA's goals and objectives. The IETA will work for the development of an active global greenhouse gas market. Notice, it's the development of this new marketplace. And it will be known as the global greenhouse gas market. And so I might say the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ and the S&P and the IETA as we report on this new global greenhouse gas market and report how many shares were traded and exchanged each day between the many transnational corporations and their broker-dealers brokering agreements across national boundaries. The development of an active global greenhouse gas market consistent across national boundaries and involving all flexibility mechanisms. What does that mean? All flexibility mechanisms. Now what are we off into, Kundalini? The clean development mechanism, joint implementation and emissions trading. The creation of systems and instruments that will ensure effective business participation. No carbon dioxide emitters left behind. To be the premier voice for the business community on emissions trading, I guess we've already crowned a king, haven't we? The objectives for the organization are to be: promote an integrated view of the emissions trading system as a solution to climate change. That's right. We'll trade shares and solve climate change. A solution to climate change. Participate in, is that the final solution on the Jews, perhaps? A solution to climate change. Aren't these folk lofty? Isn't it nice to sit in the ivory tower and develop new trading alliances? Participate in the design and implementation of national and international rules and guidelines. More rules, more laws, more regulations. In the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. The premier voice for the business community to participate in the design and implementation of national and international rules and guidelines, and provide the most up-to-date and credible source of information on emissions trading and greenhouse gas market activity. Doesn't sound like a solution, does it? Once you've built this multi-trillion dollar industry and you've got your exchange boards up, there won't be any cessation in emissions, nor could there be. But there'll be a lot of profit-taking, won't there? To achieve its goals, the IETA will focus on the following areas: develop components of the GHG market and trading systems. The IETA has established a number of working groups that meet in workshops and seminars. They probably wade in the water and sing Kumbaya while the rest of us go down in flames. Folks, we'll be back on the other side in 3 minutes.
My newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1.
I'm Josh Reed, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken all our politics before.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Returning again here on the last segment of today's two-hour transmission, talking about this IETA now. The IETA, the International Emissions Trading Association, you can find them on the web at www.ieta.org. It's the European group, internationalists, you know, the First International, the Second International, these very closet commies and now greenies. Neo-Nazis, to be sure. The goals and objectives, we work through that. The work programs, here we go, to work programs to achieve its goals. The IETA will focus on the following areas. Develop components of the GHG market and trading systems. The IETA has established a number of working groups that meet in workshops and seminars on topics that include accounting, taxation, trade agreements, registries, validation and verification, as well as issues in the CDM. IETA will continue to map down initiatives that work in developing components of the GHG market and help create a functioning GHG market. Boy, I mean to tell you, when we get together with Vicky tomorrow, we'll be talking about the computer systems to make all this possible. If you can imagine such a thing as trying to track and trace and assess and tax all of the carbon dioxide emission on the planet Earth. Little g gods, they're beyond gods, they're demons. Demons in our midst. promote market mechanisms and participation in GHG markets. There continues to be the need for promoting markets mechanisms and trading as one of the solutions available to businesses in order to minimize societal impact within the framework of sustainable development. Didn't I tell you? Agenda 21. Implementation. On spades. On spades. This includes substantial efforts such as GHG market fora in non-Annex 1 countries, the annual IETA Forum on the State and Development of the GHG Market and Carbon Expo Fair and Conference. Well, let's have an expo. Let's have a global expo on carbon, a carbon expo. I guess we'll all dress up in black suits. Dump ashes on our heads. Development of a global GHG market. A critical element in the IETA's work remains the linking of trading regimes among Annex 1 countries and its significance for the GHG market. Another important issue is that of responses of business when operating in such a diverse environment. Cooperation with the WBCSD, the WEF, and other organizations that have complementary roles must play an important role. And I would say that we better take a very close look again at Al Gore and Barry the Usurper and others to see where they're going to profit in all of this. Whose boards of directors are they sitting on? I think we know. I just need to go back and do my homework. I have to dig through a couple of months worth of broadcasts and find the articles, but I have them that will link them absolutely to this program. Capacity building. They say IETA will develop and deliver courses on validation and verification based on validation and verification manual now being developed with the World Bank, as well as workshops on contracts for the CDM. Which means that there will be courses offered not only to the business community and the financial sector, but also in the universities, just as we can now get a degree in homeland security. Soon, all the land-grant universities and all of the whores that walk around in the academia will start teaching carbon credit sciences. Perhaps you could get a master's in carbon credit administration in the near future. Finally, and there's certainly a lot more to go, I mean, we could just do a roll call. I printed out the roll call vote. Roll call 447. It shows all of the people that are complicit in this treason against the people of the United States of America and their declaration of war against the entire world. Will not want to forget a single name from this list. They will go down in the new cast of characters. But this is a summary, again, off of thomas.gov. Please visit the site, www.thomas.gov. Type HR 2454 into the search block there and view all of this information for yourself. There's so much more on that website that we can cover today, but I did print out a gob on a bunch of it, so let's go through some of it in the remaining moments of the broadcast. American Clean Energy and Security Act, this is the summary, amends the public utility regulatory policies of 1978, so you'll have to go back and check that too, to establish a combined efficiency and renewable electricity standard that requires utilities to supply an increasing percentage of their demand from a combination of energy efficiency savings and renewable energy. Let's not get carried away in all of this. Get swept away in the energy thing. It's about much more than that. It provides for, one, issuing, trading, banking, retiring, and verifying renewable electricity credits, and prescribing standards to define and measure electricity savings from energy efficiency and energy conservation measures. It amends the Clean Air Act to require the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency to, one, set forth a national strategy to address barriers to the commercial-scale deployment of carbon capture and sequestration. Establish an approach to certify and permit geologic sequestration. Do you know what that means? Pumping pollutant, if there is such a thing as a pollutant, if carbon dioxide could be considered a pollutant, pumping it underground instead of allowing it to be washed naturally in the atmosphere. Instead of taking full advantage and making best use of carbon dioxide, which nourishes the plants and creates a lush and green planet, no, instead we'll pump it into the ground at great expense, causing God only knows what kind of other damage underground. And three, promulgate regulations to minimize the risk of escape to the atmosphere of carbon dioxide injected for purposes of geological sequestration. How much is that going to cost globally? What are we going to do? Bottle the crap up and truck it all over the world? Whole fleets of ocean craft, cargo vessels, carrying these big tanks full of sequestered carbon dioxide. It amends the Safe Drinking Water Act to require the administrator to promulgate regulations for sequestration wells. All of a sudden, we're going to start having exorbitant quantities of carbon dioxide in the water that's coming out of the tap. It sets forth a process to establish a carbon storage research corporation. I don't imagine you'll be sitting on the board. None of us will have stock in that, will we? To collect assessments, that's taxes, from the distribution utilities of fossil fuel-based electricity delivered directly to consumers, and two, performance standards for new coal-fired power plants. Amends PURPA, P-U-R-P-A, to provide for the development of electric vehicle infrastructure. Electric vehicle infrastructure requires the Secretary of Energy to establish large-scale vehicle electrification programs. Can you say REA, EVA? A program to provide financial assistance for the manufacture of plug-in electric drive vehicles, and requires the administrator to establish a program under which a state may create a state energy and environmental development account. Just gets worse, folks. Doesn't get better. Gets worse. Doesn't even get better. And there's so much more to go. I got 7 pages here. We're only covering the first 2 paragraphs. But as we continue to dive into this bill, and I will, we'll bring back section after section after section, and in the meantime, it's time to put the holy fires of hell on your senators and tell them not just no, but hell no to this legislation. Folks, I'll be back again tomorrow with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.